Heavy dockets keep Fulton judges busy. The Atlanta Constitution, Thursday, the 18th of September, 1913, page 5, column 3. On account of having one of the heaviest dockets of the year in the criminal division of the city court, Judge Andrew E. Calhoun has decided to hold court another week. After that, the criminal division of Superior Court is due to meet, as these courts do not have separate rooms and cannot meet at the same time. Solicitor Hugh M. Dorsey is said to be looking for a judge from another circuit who can preside temporarily in Fulton until the tangle caused by changes can be straightened out. His docket is even worse crowded than was the city court docket. Page 9, column 5. Jews are organizing to stop defamation Chicago. September 17th, prominent Jews today organized the Anti-Defamation League of America, whose object will be to stop by appeals to reason and conscience, and if necessary, by appeals to law, the defamation of the Jewish people. The new organization will be conducted under the auspices of the Order of B'nai B'rith, a Jewish philanthropic organization with a membership of 30,000 and will have branches in every large city in the country. The objects of the league are set forth in a statement issued by Adolf Krauss of Chicago, president of the Order of B'nai B'rith. Stage defamation of the Jew will be dealt with by enlisting the cooperation of the producers and managers of the theaters so that an investigation of proposed performances may be made before plays are presented. Newspaper and magazine defamation will be met by protest to editors. Defamation in textbooks will be met by attempts to eliminate them from the courses of study. A committee of 100 men was named to perfect the organization.